And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State lawmakers return to Raleigh today, and they should do a little reading before they get down to business, starting with a new report from MDC, North Carolina's economic imperative, building an infrastructure of opportunity. The vast majority of children born into poverty in North Carolina stay in poverty, unable to move into the middle class as adults, much less into the upper income levels. And it's not because they are not working hard, it's because many of them are just not earning enough. The report finds that one adult with one child in North Carolina needs to make $21.63 an hour to support their family, but only one in four full-time jobs pay that much. The report also finds there's a strong correlation between education and income, which is no surprise. That's why it's time for legislative leaders to stop playing with the numbers to defend their inadequate investments in education at all levels and start making schools a priority in the state budget again, ahead of tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy. That would go a long way toward increasing opportunity in North Carolina. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.